WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump meets with congressional leaders tomorrow, hoping to avoid a government shutdown. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Democrats have pushed for the bill to include a permanent extension of tax credits for people enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, as well as a rolling back of Medicaid cuts that were in the recently passed domestic policy bill passed by Republicans.
In Southport, North Carolina, Police Chief Todd Coring says they've arrested a man who shot and killed three people at a waterfront restaurant.
I don't feel like there's any additional threats to the community right now.
The Cleveland Guardians are in baseball's postseason.
You will have another October to remember.
A walk-off hit batter got them there. The AL Central and East are still undecided, as is the last National League wildcard slot. The U.S. is far behind with the last day of the Ryder Cup underway. European captain Luke Donald says it's a surprise.
I didn't expect to have as big a lead like this. A lot of things have gone well for us. Very happy with how strong our team is.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Proposed federal cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency could ripple across the Great Lakes, threatening economies, public health, and of course, the environment. Farah Siddiqui reports from Michigan.
Leaders gathered this week along the Rogue River to urge Congress to reject the proposals. Bentley Johnson, Federal Government Affairs Director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, says the agencies provide essential data, allowing collaboration between farmers, industry, and communities.
We need to have reliable scientific information that's gathered, forecasts being put out months in advance that farmers can make decisions about. And what we're seeing with cuts is the potential for weather stations to close.
NOAA and EPA efforts have helped restore polluted rivers and protect drinking water, with the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative alone returning $3 in economic activity for every dollar invested. Beth Gibbons, director of the Washtenaw County Resiliency Office, warns the cuts would make communities more vulnerable to climate-driven disasters. She says the city of Ann Arbor has seen a 48% increase in overall rain in the past 50 years.
Being able to understand how that change in rain has happened, both in the amount of rain falling overall, but how it is falling in more intense and more frequent storms, is really important in order for us to be able to design our infrastructure properly.
Officials argue investments in resilience and environmental protection safeguard health, reduce disaster costs, and support jobs. Without federal support, they warn the risk to Michigan's Great Lakes farms and communities will only grow. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Dallas, where the Packers take on the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. On defense, Green Bay's Rashawn Gary currently leads the NFL in quarterback sacks. So how much credit does trading with the Cowboys for Micah Parsons have to do with that? I asked defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I think you got to give credit to Rashawn. You know, I said it during training camp. I saw it during OTAs. I saw the way he worked in the offseason. He came back in great shape, worked on his get off, worked on his pass rush. It's what he does every day, and it's what he did in training camp. And that's what we were hoping we were going to see, and we have. He's finishing on the quarterback. I think he's playing really good in the run game. He's playing more snaps because he's in better shape. He knows the defense. He has a better understanding of it. I think he's had a really good start, and we just need to continue because it's just a start, right? And he's got to get better and better, and we got to coach him better and better.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and mid-70s for your Sunday with light south winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, a clear sky, lower 50s, or winds stay on the light side. Monday promises to be warmer. We'll see sunshine once again, a southerly breeze, highs of the lower 80s. Right now, it's 51.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Back we are, everybody, and thanks for sticking around. We'll be here till high noon, Central Time, and all over the world at civicmedia.us. We're the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani, your host. Thank you for being here once again. Talk about a guy from Wisconsin, Fox Lake, Wisconsin. Kid who really played that trumpet. He had a great, relaxed sound. His name was Bunny Berrigan. He had a rise to fame that was meteoric. Then a tragic decline into alcoholism and early death. Bunny was the kind of guy who tried to reach for trumpet notes that were never played through a trumpet. Like music that couldn't exist. B.B. Beiderbecke, Bunny Berrigan. Bunny Berrigan started out with Hal Kemp in the orchestra. But Hal Kemp rejected him. He said, that guy's got a tinny sound, ear-splitting. The worst I've ever heard. Well, then a couple of years later, Hal Kemp heard him again after a little bit of work, and he didn't waste any time signing him up. Bunny Berrigan, his story. Right here on the Music of the Stars. Bunny Berrigan, thanks for being here, everybody. Here's a theme song, Vigil in the Night, and I've used it. Carol Lombard, Brian Hearn, Ann Shirley. And I played it for years with that Morse code. But here's Bunny Berrigan. 1936.
I've flown around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. And on the golf course I'm under par, and Metro Goldwyn want me to start. I've got a house, a show place, still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme, lyrics I write of you, and I scheme day and night of you. Just the sight of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Greta Garbo had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started.
George Gershwin, Vernon Duke, 1937. Some call that the greatest recording of the big band era. We do it on occasion at the Green Mill. Terry Connell on trumpet. Bunny was a flop as a band leader. He lacked the discipline and business sense, but everybody liked him as a friend. But the leadership just wasn't there. Buddy Rich was in his band, unknown kid who was a tap dancer, traded those in for a set of drums. One time, Bunny's band was playing off the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Boston. The band settled in, and a hurricane settled in, too, blew the roof off. And his bus driver drove the instrument truck right into a ditch, and the band showed up late. They had to borrow their instruments from a military band. By the way, They went to Bristol, Connecticut for a gig. They were in the wrong town. They were supposed to be in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And after 3 years, he filed for bankruptcy. The kid from Fox Lake, Wisconsin. Well, he had trouble with Tommy Dorsey, and he quit the band in fall of 40. Started another band, his last. Downhill from there on. Alcoholism, his weight down. He found himself apologizing to everybody. The band was nothing. And Bunny sounded like a guy trying to imitate himself without the technique of the old Bunny Berrigan. Then it was a warm night in June 41. Bunny had a gig at the Manhattan Center. Played the date for him, Benny Goodman. Sort of a professional gesture of friendship. Brought a sextet over from the Paramount Theater. Bunny, he was in the hospital with cirrhosis of the liver. He died the next day. 33 years old and broke. Francis Albert Sinatra. I'm a big admirer of Gordon Jenkins. This guy knew how to wring a tear. In real life, he's a cut-up.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering ways, now I'm back for yesterdays, till a long forgotten love appears, and I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September. The warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's music to my ears, and I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September. The warm September of my years. The golden warm
September of my
Sammy Davis, Jr. Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. And I haven't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. Sammy Davis Jr., these autumn fans. Oh, you know, I love autumn. People say, why are all the songs so sad? Here's Orson Welles. The Kid from Kenosha.
Questions of the wise men I met. couldn't find all the answers. No one has as yet. There'll be days to remember, full of laughter and tears. After summer comes winter, and so go the years. So, my friend, let's make music together. I'll play the old, while you sing me the new. In time, when your young days are over, there'll be someone sharing their time with you. After summer comes winter, and so go the years. So, my friend, let's make music together. I'll play the old, while you sing me the new. In time, when your young days are over, there'll be someone sharing their time with you.
I'll tell you what happened to me that made me happy about being 70 years old.
70.
70. 70. Thank you. Believe me, it's nothing to applaud about.
They didn't expect you to be here past 50.
I'll tell you why. What was my good luck? I thought I was 70 last year. So I went through all the misery of being 70 a year ago. So this one is free.
Wonderful to have two of them, right?
Two, yes.
Yeah. I suppose. But no celebrity, just let it slip by and...
Oh, no, I hate birthdays, you know.
Really?
Really. Mm. Because you always think, wouldn't it be nice if it was a lot less candles on the cake, you know?
Yeah.
As it is now, when they bring out a cake with my right number of candles, it looks like the Chicago Fire.
Are there certain parts of your life that were really joyous?
Parts of almost every day that are joyous. I'm not essentially a happy person, but I have all kinds of joy. And there's a difference, you know, because joy is a great big electrical experience. And just happiness is what, I don't know, it's a warthog can be happy. And I don't want to knock warthogs. Why did I pick on them?
What about painful times?
Enough of those to do. I'm saving those for my book.
Yeah. Were they usually associated, though, with your work? The pain?
All kinds of pain. All kinds of pain. Bad conscience pain, too, you know. That's the worst. The regrets, the things you think you didn't... The times you didn't behave as well as you ought to have. So that's the real pain.
The women in your life are...
Lana, but I met you face to face, honest, Injun, I did. I was standing outside the canteen. You came rushing out the stage door and bumped into me, right smack into me. You didn't hurt me, though. You thought you did. You looked right at me and said, "I'm sorry," and patted me on the cheek. That was a year and a half ago, and I still haven't washed that spot. Then one day I saw your picture on a billboard advertising Swoon Queen Bubble Soap. Well... what's good enough for you is good enough for me, Lana. I borrowed a soup vat from the kitchen and took a bubble bath. Gosh, it was frothy. And just like you said in the ad, Lana, those bubbles sure last, because ever since that day, we've been getting soup with a head on it. I don't have to tell you how I'm feeling.
Made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I did not want to do it. You made me love you, and all the time you knew it. I'm sure you really knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, my dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for, I didn't want to tell you, did not want to tell you. I want some love, that's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, gimme, gimme what I cry for. You know the got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love.
We got up and we sang, we rehearsed it, and we did a let's take an old-fashioned walk together. And it was just, it was very early 70s, 1970.
Before the disease had really...
Alzheimer's, yeah, yeah, which no one knew. No one realized. They thought, they all said, she's a drunkard.
Well, I never believed that she was a drunkard. I didn't know about Alzheimer's disease, but I believed that something like that was wrong with her when that began to happen. I wasn't seeing her. But I was hearing these stories, and it was so foreign to her nature. It was so unlike her.
Do you remember how you first saw her? Or
oh, certainly, in a full page in Life magazine. I was in South America, and I saw that picture and vowed that I was going to see that girl. It was awfully hard to get her on the phone. Hmm.
Did you also vow that you would marry her? And
Yeah, and we were a long time together. I was lucky enough to be with her longer than any of the other men in her life.
When they had the earthquake in San Francisco back in 1906, they said that old Mother Nature was up to her old tricks. The story that went around, but here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. One night she started to shim and shake. That brought on the Frisco quake. So you can put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. They once had a shooting up in the Klondike when they got Dan McGrew. folks were putting the blame on the lady known as Lou. That's the story that went around, but here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. Maine did a dance called the Hitchy Coo. That's the thing that slew my groove. Put the blame on Maine, boys. Put the blame on Maine.
Bravo. Bravo.
And she is a dear person, and she was a wonderful wife and an extraordinary girl in every way. And I've never heard anybody, I've never heard anybody who sounds like an enemy. Or she doesn't have them.
No, no. Fiery Latin temper?
Well, she's half gypsy, you know. And she never got mad at me once. But she used to throw the stuff around the house a little bit when she'd think about Harry Cohen.
One woman, Orson, I wanted to ask you about that you knew well and know well.
Once again, Rita Hayworth.
Talk to you about. You're on here to New York for the world premiere of Salome?
Yes, it opens Tuesday night at the Rivoli.
And then you're going back to the coast after that?
Yes, I am.
But what I wanted to discuss with you is this. Yes. You know, Charles Laughton started his Bible readings on this show.
Well, he is with me in the picture.
I know that.
He plays King Herod.
I know all about that, but yes. What I want to talk to you about is something else. Out on this, now, whenever Charles Laughton ever came into this theater, he always pretended to be very gruff. He's really a very warm hearted. He loves the stage, loves the theater. This one here, out on the set of Salome, got him doing a jitterbug. Is this true?
Well, no, he got me doing it.
Oh, I see.
Because he loves it.
Well, then that brings up...
He's a beautiful dancer.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I must take this
between
up with him.
Between all the serious scenes, we did a little jig.
Now, this was a picture of King Herod and Salome doing a jitterbug out in Hollywood. Now, what I thought, Rita, you might do tonight, we have Ray Block's band here. We have a big stage here. The whole world knows of your dancing prowess. But what I thought would be nice, if you'd do the Dance of the Seven Veils.
Oh, but you know, I'd love to, but you see, I need marble halls, and uh-huh. I need the Seven Veils.
Oh, I see. The Hollywood touches that we haven't got here.
Mm-hmm.
Rita, I'm coming over. I'll be over at your premiere with you on Tuesday night. And I saw it the other night, and I think it's the greatest thing you have ever done.
Thank you very much.
Now, was this so nerve-wracking? You know, this is her debut on television.
Yes,
it's been
it
so
is.
Nerve-wracking. What are you nervous about?
Very nerve-wracking.
All you have to do is stand there and be looked at, and you do all right.
Well,
now, I tell you what I like
thank
to
you.
Do. Tell me what I like to do. I want you to come over here with me because right behind the curtain now is this wonderful Roberta Peters.
Oh,
she's
yes,
going to
indeed.
Sing a song for you. So you come on over here with me. And here is Roberta Peters. Come here, jitterbugger. Thank you.
Here's Josh Jern.
Everything, that's what I wish you all. The best of everything, a Rembrandt on your wall. A yacht that wins you cups, skateboards with style and speed, show dogs or loving pups, pride of the pound or the pedigree. I hope you win the prize, pass the blue ribbon test. I hope your good keeps getting better till your better's best. With every wine you taste, with every song you sing, by now you may have guessed. I hope you get the best of everything.
Josh Jern in the orchestra, Alex Beltran in alto sax, Tim Reed on vocals, Andy Williams, Fred Ebb wrote this, the music of the stars.
I've had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind. The downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. And I guess you could say it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain
you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Lord, there have been times when times were hard, but always somehow I made it through. 'Cause for every I've spent hurting you, there was a moment spent that I spent loving you. If anyone should ever between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing.
Tuned by Jim Weatherly. Wait till you hear Steve Lawrence. Here's Doris Day on the Music of the Stars.
What's the best thing for you? And the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? Ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me. Thank you. ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
Music of the Stars. Irving Berlin wrote that. Nat Cole. Dave Cavanaugh.
I only want what's the best thing for you, and the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me. Yes, the best thing for you would be me. Yes, the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? Ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you, yes, the best thing for you would be me.
The stars in the sky, to everyone, the best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone, they gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they are. Come to everyone, the best things in life are free.
Stafford with hubby Paul Weston. Buddy DeSilva wrote that. Ray Henderson, Music of the Stars.
Aren't you glad it's finally over? Don't you feel a whole lot better? Isn't it a joy to lie alone at night? Aren't people more exciting? Doesn't music have more meaning? Don't you close your eyes the moment you close the light?
Stand by for news now on the Music of the Stars. Be right back.
Lord, there have been times when the times were hard, but always somehow I made it through. 'Cause for every moment that I've spent hurting, there was a moment spent loving you. If anyone should ever write my life story, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory. 'Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Edie, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
The Music of the Stars back in just a few moments. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The president has called a meeting with congressional leaders for tomorrow to avoid a government shutdown. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, House Speaker Mike Johnson blames the Senate's top Democrat for the stalemate.
Chuck Schumer came back with a long laundry list of partisan demands that don't fit into this process, and he's going to try to shut the government down. The president wants to talk with him about that and say, please, don't do that.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells NBC's Meet the Press he's taking a wait-and-see attitude on the James Comey indictment.
I trust the justice system. There will be a process. He will have his day in court. And if he is innocent of the charges, then I'm sure that they'll be thrown out.
For now, it's still a tropical depression. National Hurricane Center specialist Ana Torres Vasquez.
It is expected to strengthen into a tropical storm some point today, potentially in this morning or early afternoon.
And as a tropical storm, it would become Storm Imelda. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.